live.
Okay, we are back from recess. We have BOE number 2015-107. It's Mark Campbell. I believe that the clerk has talked with him.
Mark was appealing 5 years of personal property on a trailer from 2014 back. I explained to him that he could only appeal the current year during BOE, and that if he had an issue that he could take it to the Taney County Commission. He also asked for the statute that only allowed the county to go back 3 years, so I told him I would provide that statute to him.
Okay.
So I'll be notifying him. And he did withdraw, and he did sign the document as a withdrawal.
Okay. So he asked to withdraw. Thank you very much. We have BOE number 2015-108, Arlo and Sandra Hermrick. That's a teleconference. So we will be calling them.
Are we running that far behind?
Right? Well, I say, what are your guys' names?
Kendall Smith.
You guys are next. Let's go ahead and take care of you guys, and then we'll go back and call them, okay? So we are at BOE number 2015-111 with Denzel Smith.
Well, mine's pretty straightforward. This evaluation on this thing, $32,000, is pretty excessive for what the property's worth out there. There's some other properties out there. I know I sold one out there, and it had trouble getting $17,000 for it. Things were valued way too high, and I was looking to get it reduced.
Is that the history you're pulling up there?
It is. This here's the BOE history of 2008.
Okay.
This is a tax code change throughout the period prior to July. So that was just a blanket.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm looking for.
I know.
I think last year, or I mean 2 years ago, Brandon, you were here also. I think we set those lots, didn't we?
Did you show anything,
Chuck?
Look it up here. I think they've been reduced. Well, here you go. Looks like they were at 59 and 07 and 8, 55 and 9 and 10, and then 11 they've been. And we did not get around to reassessing that area, so.
So now this is a 5-acre lot.
I think we had.
I believe we did. I think we went all the way down into the $20,000.
I don't think so. You did some individual ones, maybe. I can remember somebody coming in and you reduced one or two that just individual ones, but I don't.
I can't remember the names on them, but we had some down at Bull Shoals Road on the left-hand side. It was a wooded area where there's several. Two or three tracks, and we reduced those.
Steve and Paula Fisher were in.
Yeah.
Reduced one for them. And
do you know what we reduced theirs to? Can we look that up? Because we had made mention that we were.
Yeah, I could probably find it.
I can't look it up.
Let me see here.
I've got it right here.
Who else was in that you can think of? Because I want to go back and be consistent with what we reduced the others to.
And you say you sold a lot for $17,000 recently?
Yeah, that was lot number 3 in that same, as in phase 1, the same development. I sold a lot a couple years ago, and I had really struggled to get 17 for it. This particular piece of property here, I've had it listed for 16. I've been trying to sell it for a couple of years. I don't have any offers on it.
We set that one at $10,000, or excuse me, it's set at $10,000.
That's up on the ridge.
And it's not on the lake.
Not on the lake.
Is it not on the lake?
Pardon?
His is.
Yeah, it's right there. It's on.
Goes
down to the core line, yeah.
Gerald, I'm talking about the one that we set a bunch of those last year at a certain level, and some of them were up in timbered area, but I'm not sure we set any lake areas.
We didn't.
Lake shore ones, but we can make an adjustment on that, but I'm trying to think of the people. Was it Gail? Gailey? Did Gailey have some in there?
I don't think so.
I remember Fishers.
This one here?
No. Worth Turley.
Who?
Worth Turley.
Is that got a house on it?
I believe it does.
Denzel, were you thinking 20,000? What did you have an opinion of value you were asking for?
Yeah, I've been trying to sell it for 17, and that's evidently that's more than it's worth, because I hadn't had much luck with it at that price. Of course, I realized property values all went down here a few years ago, but.
It's a good lot. It's a good lot. It doesn't have any obsolescence factors. When I say that, it's no power lines, no ditches, no.
It's a pretty level lot, except for that part there where the arrow is. That's a ravine that goes down. It's a wooded, pretty steep ravine that goes down toward the lake. So, I mean, it could be walked down to the lake, but the rest of it's pretty level lot.
Where's that? Let me ask a question there. Where is it from where you used to go up to the old barn? Is it past the old barn, or there's a house place in a barn?
I don't know. I don't know where the old barn is.
Is that it right? Kind of in the middle? Yeah. Just up from that. It's right on the water.
I know we set some of them at 10, Chuck.
We set some of the ones up at the top of the hill with no.
That's what I'm saying. But what I would recommend that we go ahead and set these at 25 down there, because we've got all different kinds of lots down there. And if we're going to take an obsolescence factor off of his because it's got a ravine in it, I don't care to do that. But I was thinking we might give some relief.
His application sheet. Sorry.
Well, Danny, are you talking about also a difference between whether it's lakefront or not lakefront?
Yeah. The others, we up on top, we lowered to $10,000 a lot.
That are not lakefront.
That are not lakefront. So I thought that this would go down to 20 or 22, something like that.
You want to set them all at 25 and set his a little lower, you said, because of an obsolescence?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a valuation of $17,000, paid $6,500 at an auction.
Right.
So it wasn't arm length. So I would entertain a motion from anybody on the board.
I'm going out on a limb here when he says that there's a deep ravine in it. Looked like it took up about a third of the lot. I'm going to say that we set it at $20,000. Set it at 25 with the obsolescence factor, a $5,000 deduction because of the ravine taking up a third of the acreage.
So there you can see what I paid for it. You know, this was at an auction. It was an open auction, and
right. That
was all. That was, obviously, it was valued by the other people that bid on it.
Right. I understand. I'm just trying to help you out, and I'm also trying to set the entire area that we're going to be doing the entire area.
Yeah.
And,
so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Is that your motion?
That's my motion, yeah.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015111 at a value of $20,000 that does have an obsolescence factor of $5,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Motion aye. I'm an aye.
Motion carries. Sir, your value has been set at $20,000. You'll also receive a letter from the county clerk's office stating what the value is set at. If you don't like it, there'll be instructions there on how to take it to the state tax commission if you want to take it any further. But you asked for 17, we got you to 20.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now, they come up here. You don't have to do anything. It's a hearing just about
they,
like this.
They come here and...
Okay.
Yeah.
So. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We were late before.
This is 913-707-4297. Please leave a message.
Yeah, Mr. Hermrick, this is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We apologize. We ran late on some prior BOEs. If you can give us a call back at your earliest convenience, a number here would be 417-546-7249 and then ask to be transferred into the BOE boardroom. Thank you. Let's go ahead and go to Wiley Family Trust, which is BOE number 2015-112. Unless we want to go ahead and take up Mr. Casey.
Well, if we're running behind, can you wait on one more? Start to go through one more, right?
Yeah.
This is a Branson Hills development lot. So I'm assuming this will be quick because we'll probably end up... Yeah, is this, I'm sorry, I don't have a name.
Mary?
Yes,
this is,
it is.
Okay, this is Brandon Williams with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
I apologize for calling later than we were supposed to. We've run a little behind.
Okay.
Just so you know that the entire board is here and you are on speakerphone. It's also
okay.
It's also being recorded and sent out over the internet, so just making sure you're aware of that.
Over the internet.
Yes, ma'am. It's a public meeting, so we just, that's part of our...
I wasn't aware of that, but yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you probably have 10 listeners, so... And Wesley is pulling up some information for us.
I'm sorry. Could you hold just a moment?
Sure,
I've got another phone ringing here.
Nope, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I am sorry. Thanks. There, okay, I'm back with you. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay, so we have, like I said, we have your information you sent to us. We have an assessed value of $49,000, and can you scroll down just a little bit, Wesley? I'm not seeing any... I'm not seeing any market value, so what do you feel that a proper value is?
Well, you know, the documentation that I've sent to you there, do you want me just to kind of go over it and summarize it, kind of what we're talking about?
We've got it up on the board, so...
Well, I said we have it right here.
Okay. Well, basically... because I had some notes here. Just let me kind of go through.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, you know, we're paying almost $2,200 a year in real estate taxes and $1,530 a year in HOA dues. And, you know, this just imposes an undue economic impact on us for both retaining and trying to sell it too. We just feel that the taxes don't reflect the real value of the lot. And like you said, it was valued at $49,000 in 08, and it continued until present at that rate.
In 08, was it said? Oh, excuse me one second. I think. So in 08, it was actually $103,421. Then it went down to $78,000 in 2011. 2013, it went down to $69,000. And the assessor has already lowered it, I believe, $20,000 to make it $49,000 this year. Is that correct, Chuck? Okay.
Well,
so I'm just sorry.
It's in there what it was valued at from 08 on. There's a copy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's your county evaluation report. I think it's attachments A1 through 1C there. So basically, if you look at attachment 3 from the Branson Real Area Realtors Tri-Lakes Board database,
okay,
it shows the average selling price of lots in Branson Hills, which is the famous dirt golf course, over the past 5 years, and that was 2010 to 2014, and that was with 34 lots being sold. The average price was $26,463 an acre. And with these calculations, it shows that our lot, 61 phase 9 at 0.52 acre, should be valued at an estimated $13,761 instead of the $49,000. And you know, this is based on actual sold properties.
Well, I agree with you. The information that was given to me also shows that it's taken value of every acreage, every lot, and the opinion would be that there's some lots that are better valued than others, so you'd have to factor that back in, as an appraiser would do, I'm assuming, with... what is that called, Mr. Kerbo, whenever they factor back in different valuations because of it being in your appraisals? If you have your comparisons, and then you take your...
The common factor, I don't know what it is.
Like if you have a finished basement, or if you have a... What's that called?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, anyways.
Okay, and then we even went further and asked this Ron Newman with CJR Tri-Lakes Realtors to look at the sales in 2015 for us. And there is an attachment for that, too. And, of course, it's from January to July 10th, 2015. And there were only two sales of vacant lots with an average of $14,216 an acre. You know, that's almost half of the previous 5 years. And we realized that these two sales wouldn't be statistically significant, but it is an indication, you know, of the current activity.
Right.
And also what we feel that hurts our lot, too, is that they have changed the covenants and restrictions for Phase 9 of the Branson Hills development. And this is to allow for smaller spec homes to be built. And with the length of the smaller square footage with the front, with the veneer of stone and brick, and then we just feel like this is negatively affecting the value of our lot also.
Ma'am, we have already set some lots that are across the street for $25,000, and you're on the golf course side. Although it looks like you have a lot that is, I don't know what the terrain looks like. It looks like it's on this maybe steeper or in a ravine type deal or what.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway,
I wouldn't call it that, but...
Anyway, we're going to... I'm going to make...
The lot right across the street from us sold for... And it was not a golf course lot. It was an outer lot. But I think it sold for $6,000. Don't hold me to that. It's on the list there.
Right. We're looking at all the lots that are on there, and we set those at $25,000. And I believe that with what we did earlier in the day, Mr. Curbo, I think we'll set this in at $25,000.
I agree. It's a corner lot, too.
Yeah, I'm going to make this into a motion.
Do you think it's, is that a fair on the golf course?
So we have a motion.
Are you talking to me, huh?
No, ma'am. We have a motion. We have a motion to set the value at $25,000. You said we have a second?
Yeah.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-112 at the value of $25,000. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Ma'am,
that's just...
Request an appeal for the paid taxes for 2014?
That's not something that the BOE can actually do. You probably need to talk to the...
She had an opportunity to appeal in 2014 and didn't, so she really can't appeal on valuation now.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not an avenue that the Board of Equalization can actually help you with. So we can only look at this year's set values and adjust those. But we have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion carries. So, ma'am, you'll actually get a letter in the mail saying that the value was set at $25,000. On that letter, it'll also explain to you if you don't like the outcome, you can go ahead and take it further on to the State Tax Commission. And it'll kind of explain it in the letter as how to do that, okay?
Okay.
So we did lower it, though, from the $49,000 down to $25,000.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day, ma'am.
Well, you did. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, you've waited all day. You might as well stay to the end. Let's go ahead and skip over them and go to... Mr. Casey. I do have a question before we go on to the assessor, or just anybody that wants to answer. Just because you have a piece of property and nobody's currently wanting to buy it doesn't mean it doesn't have a value.
Thank you.
So, you know, a $10,000, I mean, a 10-acre lot on the lake, or there's still value there. Am I wrong, Mr. Kerbo?
I agree.
Just because it's...
Everything has value.
So,
because the market...
Because
still doesn't mean it's not worth it.
Doesn't mean it's not worth it.
That's right.
Very good point.
I just don't want to say that. I wanted to say that to specific individuals, but don't think that would necessarily be right. So I figured I'd make a blanket question comment. Then it kind of goes back to, well, would you sell it for? Okay. BOE number 2015-113. Go ahead, sir.
It's on the parcel. Do you want me to call that parcel ID number off? Or
no.
You got it there?
We've got it.
Can I give this to them where you can put this up on this?
We can get on the screen, but you can pull it up.
Okay.
This is the same property?
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
The, well, we, yeah. We've got
you
it.
You can pull it up where you can see it.
All right.
So this is a duplex on the golf course?
It's a duplex on the golf course, and that's the... dimensions of the lot right there, it's highlighted. And after going online on the Beacon and looking on bigger size lots, the value of this land is the same as double size of the lots. It's on and off the golf course or on the lakeside. What I'd like to do is get a reduction of half of that land value of $29,000 down to $14,500.
I think Wes has got some. I think we've got a couple of free sales. Did I not bring you something? Yeah, there you go. Roger's base area is 1428 is what we've got.
I think his complaint is not with the improvements, but with the land, but you're saying that the total value is accurate?
Well, I think you should look at the total value and not the land and the structure separately. You need to look at the whole value. There was one foreclosure, the third one up there at $63,000. It was a smaller one. It's 1,100 square feet. There was a September of 14, there was a 1,500 basement. Well, it had a basement in it. That wouldn't be a fair one. Up there, the fourth one down, that's not good either. Let's try the third one down. It was a 13 sale. It was about the same square foot, at $120,000. This is really the only one that we've got that's close, and that's a couple of years old. Did you have any comparable sales, Roger?
No. No, there's really, on my cul-de-sac, there haven't been any sales for 2 or 3 years that I know of. There's 7 that's just been listed lately. No, I don't. Some, you know, I know one that's a lot less than mine. There's the other 6 I haven't even looked at. I have 3-bedroom. The one that's listed is a 2-bedroom, a lot smaller.
And what's it listed for?
I think 120. But don't quote me on that.
So it's smaller and listed for more?
Less. Listed for what? More than what I'm listed mine for?
More than what your total value is.
Oh, I know.
You said
I don't know what their total values are.
Did you say they're listed for
$120,000? Yeah. Okay.
You're $100,583.
Yes. Okay.
Gentlemen, do we have any?
But
thoughts?
What I'm comparing the land value, you know, I've got a smaller lot than what other people out there have, and they're the same land value. Shouldn't that be?
What we found, Roger, is I can remember one call I had that the...
You can go down to the lake, and I've got them right here and pull them up at $30,000. They're 2/10, and I'm 1/10.
And I don't argue at all on lot values. Lot values are in the tank. But if you look at the whole value, and I think that's what we need to look at, is the 100... In your case, we've got it valued at $100,583.
Yeah.
That's the number we need to look at, because we found lots of times the land value be way too high or even too low. It go both ways. But when you add the structure to it, then you got a pretty decent value at the other. So that's why I asked if you had any comparable sale.
No,
sale.
No.
And you
said
it's a duplex or something?
It's a duplex, yes. Yeah. Patio home duplex, around 50, I think 1560 is the square footage on it.
Well, maybe you said it might be a smaller lot. But for duplexes or condominiums or, well, normally not even duplexes, the size of the lot really doesn't make a lot of difference. It's, unless there's something other than just size that contributes to value. But just, you said this is a smaller lot.
Yeah.
It may or may not be significant.
Looks like we've had the same value since, what was that, 11, except for it probably took 5%.
I bought it in 9 or 10, 10, 2010.
You care to tell us what you paid for it? Probably more than that, I imagine.
I can't even remember. Really, I can't. I've done so many.
How long have you owned it?
Since 10, 2010.
So you're asking for the land to be set at a value of $14,500?
Yes, sir.
What do you feel the structure's worth?
To replace it today?
Just your structure right now, as it says, what's it worth?
Probably around that hundred and some thousand.
Just for the structure?
Yeah.
Not including the land?
Well, the land is probably... what did you say? They quote that lady on the phone at her value at Branson Hills. I think that'd be a lot more than Point Royal.
Sorry. Say that again.
The lady you just quoted at Branson Hills, I'd say that their land probably more valuable than
than yours.
Yeah.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Gentlemen?
Well, I think to go back to what we started to talk about, maybe what Mr. Kernbow was talking about, you need to go with the total total value.
I think
not,
so.
Not separate the land off of it, and if you want a reduction, then you would do it on the total value of the property, not the reduction of the of the land, because Mr. Kernbow is a certified appraiser, and he's saying that if you got a piece of ground out there you can build a patio home on, well then there the added excess land that you'd have to take care of is more cost, I guess.
Well, what is a 1987 built duplex?
That's where I would go with the depreciation factor.
Worth.
If I'd want to reduce it, wouldn't you? Built. What did we do on that other one? We do a 4% on 5 or 6 years?
We
did 4% on about 8 years.
What's a house worth on from 1987 per square foot?
I don't know.
$60, $80?
Yeah, $60, $65 is what. You know, I've been getting quotes on building a home. Some people at $60, $72.
It depends on so many different things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
1987, that's going on, what's
28
years old? 27 years, 28. Well, you wouldn't go strictly on 28 year old home. You also got to look at
1428.
On what?
Square foot.
He told me, I thought I had 1560.
I don't know how you would figure it, though, other than for us to figure depreciation. That's the only way I would know that it could be a reduction.
Yeah, but if it's 28 years old, you got to look at that's actual age. You got to look at it based on condition and kind of come up with what you consider like an effective age.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere around half of that. So figure about 14.
Okay, then how many percentage off of over the 14 years?
14, say, depreciation of about 7%.
So you did 1% for 2 years is what you did. That's what we did before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It takes it to 93,005 change, I believe.
That gives you a reduction of
roughly 7.
You got on here from 7. It'd be $7,000.
Right, $7,000. $7,040.
$7,040. And that's using the depreciation factor we used on everybody else's, Roger. We did some today and we did some, what, 2 or 3 days ago, or a week ago or so.
Okay.
Would that satisfy you?
No, I'd like to have less, but I mean that's fair enough with everybody else.
What, Danny?
What do you say on that, Brandon? You had the total there.
$93,500 and change. Like
7,000.
93,542.
took your depreciation.
Well, I'll make a motion. We set it a little better than that, about 90,000.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-113 at a value of 90,000. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Please note the record that Randy Casey abstained.
Thank you, guys.
Sir, you'll receive a letter in the mail. If you don't like the outcome of it, you can always appeal it to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, sir.
Well, let me know that Randy probably want to raise it.
he was over here just kind of nudging me. He was saying,
"Man, I made it home." All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Roger. Okay, so the people that were waiting on us to call are expecting our call now. Is that correct?
Which one are you talking about?
Which,
backing up to the next.
Sorry.
Back up a page. 108.
He's got guts, though, to come before you guys.
Yeah.
Or maybe lack of sense.
Yeah.
One of the two.
We knew that for a long time.
Sounds like we should raise it to 150,000.
Yeah.
just to see what he does. And then turn around and go, all right, we'll call that number back up.
He would leave cussing. You know he would.
Huh? Yes, sir. This is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Is this Mr. Hermrick?
This is Arlo Hermrick. Yes.
Sorry we were a little late calling you, and then sorry we missed you when you called us back. So.
Okay.
So we are looking at your property at 200 South Sycamore Street.
That's correct.
And you're asking for a value of $100,000.
That's correct.
And currently it's at $125,011.
It's at what now?
I'm showing $125,000.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hold on one second. Wesley, can you go back to the other page real quick? Thank you. So we have the entire board is here.
Okay.
And you are also on speakerphone so that they all can hear.
Good.
We are being recorded, and it is also sent out via the internet. So just want to make sure you're aware of that.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so this is a condo in at the Landing?
Yes.
Okay.
That is in the Landing?
Hill, isn't it?
It's in the actual Hilton itself. And is that, sir, it's kind of hard for us to tell on the pictures that it pulls up. Can you tell us what level that's on?
It's on the 10th floor.
Okay.
It's on the 10th floor.
And does it overlook any specific area, or?
It overlooks the roof of across the street there. In other words, I can just barely... I'm on the city, not the city side, the opposite side. But I'm at an area where what I do is I see roofs in the side of the buildings there.
So you're not, are you facing downtown Branson, or are you facing the lake?
The lake.
You are facing the lake, but you're able to see the Landing itself with all the buildings down there. Okay.
So I see the,
yeah, I see.
I see the roofs is what I see.
Right. Okay.
And the street side. In other words,
you're looking down towards looks like probably the Big Whiskies and the what's the Irish bar down there?
The what now?
Oh, I'm just trying to help the guys get an understanding of where you're at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Waxio Shades. You're looking down at that.
Yeah, I look down on the roof of that train station.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I can look across the street there, and I see the sides of the building and the rooftops. And that's
okay.
It. I have really. And then if I really turn my head, I can look down south. I can see the Bass Pro Shop down there, and then I can see the lake a little bit.
Okay.
What floor did you say you're on?
10th.
10th. 10th floor.
Wes, did I give you anything on this one?
I can look up and I can see that Shepherd of the... Well, there used to be a restaurant up there, and used to be... I can look up on that hill, and there used to be a Christmas...
Up there by the candle, yeah. Up there by the candlestick. That's where we have the
nativity.
Yep, that's called Mount Branson.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking over some information. I don't know if this was provided by our assessor. If this is okay.
If you go back to the other one, Wes, those are this is 13. As you can see, we've only got one 14 sale there. His is a bigger unit than those. His shows to be 868 square feet.
I have 705 square feet is what I have.
705?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Two-bedroom?
705 square feet.
Is it a two-bedroom?
Well, it's not two-bedroom. It is one bedroom, and then there is a sitting room.
It's almost all open area.
Well, there's a wall between them. Is that what you mean?
Yep.
Yes.
There's a wall between the rooms, and there's a bedroom, and the bathroom is off of the bedroom.
Wesley, can you pull up that 2014 sale, even though it's not where the location is?
This is it right here.
Right, but I was wanting to, on the map, the location...
Oh.
Okay. I don't think it'll help you, Danny. The picture won't do it.
What did we... We ran into some issues with ones in the same area that's overlooking rooftops, and I don't remember what we did. Do you?
That's across the road.
Well, still, yeah.
Yeah, that was over in... I forget what the name of those things were.
Well, now,
you don't think that's going to help, Chuck?
You look at it.
Let me ask you this, Chuck. Chuck, you have a base area of 868 square feet, and he's saying it's 705 square feet. So we've got it over square footage-wise. Does that change anything?
It's true, sure.
How are we able to verify that?
We might be able to get a plat out in the mapping department.
Well, I can give you my number of my unit and everything. And I mean, it says very clearly it's 705 square feet.
Where does it state that at, sir? Well, I mean, within as far as what we would have access to, without having to. Not that we're not taking your word for it. We just run into a lot of. Just a lot of different things. So that's not our intent's not to say you're not trustworthy.
Yeah, I understand.
Do you have any sales information or listings or
the sales information we have on?
We're trying to.
I can give you the dimensions of the place.
Well, I think we're trying to gather enough information to help you out. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two types of units down there. There's a small one room unit that's 350 square feet, and then there is the two unit at 705 square feet.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you go up on the 12th floor, there's bigger units up there. There's presidential suites and things up there. And then on the very ends, on each end, there are some of the smaller units will go up to 400 and some square feet because they have a balcony and that type thing. But for the two room units in, you know, in the middle of the hotel, they're all, I mean, every ad I've ever seen, and that was my understanding when I bought it, and I have the dimensions here on the thing. And I think they're outside wall dimensions is what I think they are. In other words, 28 feet deep, 27 feet wide, and it's kind of, it's not exactly a square. The other deal is, let's see here, it'd be 27.5, bigger on the outside than it is on the inside.
Mr. Carbo, have you done any appraisals or looked at anything in this area?
I just sitting here thinking, if you can put this aside in the morning, I can bring you back some sales. I just appraised the unit there in the last 3 or 4 months.
That's what we want to do.
Sir? Now,
there have been no sales in that unit. There has been, I can tell you, unit 1218 was reposed by HCW, and there has been, well, there's been two other units since, I think it's June of 2014 it sold, and I'm not so sure that they're not bank repos. There are no units selling in that hotel.
If you walk to get to your unit from where the Hilton Promenade is,
yeah,
you walk across the street,
yeah,
and then you take an elevator.
Yeah,
and that's where your unit is.
That's exactly right. In that.
I know where it is.
It's called the Hilton Convention Center Hotel. It's by the convention center there. And there, you cannot sell a unit right now for some reason. People will not buy them. They won't even make an offer on them.
Is it in the nightly rental program or the, I guess, the hotel?
Yeah, it's in the rental program.
Okay.
But for some reason, they can't get the money, you know, they can only get about $100 a night for one of those rooms. Now, while that might seem like a lot of money for what was paid, and by the time HCW and that hotel subtracts everything out, first of all, the owners only get 44%. And HCW gets 44%, and there's 12% taken off for management. And out of the owner's 44%, 3% has to go into a reserve fund for repairs, so that leaves 41% for the owners. And out of that, we have to pay our own insurance, we have to pay our taxes, which I'm protesting right now, obviously. We have to pay assessment. My assessment due is $200 per month. It was $230, and we finally got that down. So there's $2,400 right there for assessment, and then there's ever anything, any repairs, like if they'll charge you $200 twice a year for deep cleaning. I don't know what that is.
He knows.
And in addition to that, if...
Sounds to me like you got it, deep cleaning on that deal. I never seen it, never heard such a rigmarole there. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it, the way they've got that set up for the
owner?
Oh,
it's horrible. And if they break tradition, like, for example, I had a table and somebody that had a glass top on it, and they must have squirted Coca-Cola or something underneath it. And all of the finish came off, and so they charged me $600 to refinish my tabletop. And
but they charged you $600 to refinish your own tabletop?
My own table.
I would be frustrated as well.
They said they wouldn't rent it out unless it was
Well, you know, Huffman is from Kansas, so HCW, the owner, he's from Kansas.
I guess he was from Wichita.
He was.
He's not from my.
I think he is from Wichita, actually.
My
wife's from Wichita, too, so be careful.
Uh-oh. One of the board members' wives are from Wichita, so.
One thing I think.
I'm telling you, that is. Get off. I love Branson. But the biggest mistake I ever made was buying that unit.
You're probably never going to sell it now. Don't say that. It's a matter of public record.
Oh, well, I'm just telling you. I mean, you can tell whoever you want about that.
No, I think the entire board is probably sympathizing with your frustration, so please don't think that we don't take it serious. I think we have a request. One of our board members is a licensed appraiser, and I think he has a request for us to put this off until tomorrow morning to where we can let him gather some information and maybe help us make a better recommendation on that. Just so you know and just so the board knows, I'll state this. With his current base area of 868 square feet, which is what we're showing as your base area and your adjusted area, at $125,000, well, if we divide that out and then multiply it by what you're saying your area of 705 feet is, comes up to $101,535. So I think our appraiser will also be finding out, you know, the exact dimensions on your parcel. Can you give us what your number is, what your unit number and everything?
Yes, I got it right here. It's 10.
Is it 1023?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's 1017 is the hotel number.
Okay.
Yeah, and 1023, I think, is the, that's the construction number. They have two different numbers there.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, and our appraiser is actually aware of that, so.
Okay.
But
there's some of the, there's a bunch of these things advertised by HCW, and every one of them says 705 square feet.
Okay.
And I don't know where they come up with this 800 square feet.
I don't
know. It has to be measured in the halls.
Well, and there's, you know, the assessor, he's limited to what he's able to do as far as going into buildings, and so I don't know. I can't answer for him, but I'm sure it's a simple mistake, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm telling you, none of those units, unless they're on the very end of the hotel, or on the 12th floor. Now, up on the 12th floor, they have some that are 800 square feet.
If we
they're called one bedroom presidential suite. Tell them all this, and some of those are 800 square feet, but none of these other two room units is 800 square feet.
They're going to be as sympathetic as we are.
I mean,
so tomorrow morning we'll probably take this up close to first thing. Do you want us to give you a call back?
Or I certainly do.
Okay. We will come back into session, I believe, at 9 o'clock.
Okay,
so
I'll be here.
We'll be giving you a call at 9 o'clock, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Mr. Kerber, I gave you plenty of time to look up what you want to look up.
I'll look that up, too.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, if it's 705 square foot. Like I said, if you divide it out and multiply it by the 705, it's 101,535, and he's asking for 100,000.
Yeah.
Normally, for units like that, it's inside dimensions rather than because you can't get to the outside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have had this one person before.
We've got, till tomorrow morning. Paul or Tagle? Or do we know how to say this?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mr. Is it Ortegel?
Yes, sir. Very good pronunciation.
Well, I practiced it before I dialed the number. This is Brad.
This is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Apologize for being late calling you. We've been running a little behind today, so. But we've got all of the board here, and just so you know, it is being recorded. You're on speakerphone, and it is being broadcast via the internet, okay?
No problem. And I apologize that I'm in my car, but I'm on a controlled internet or controlled phone here, but I had to leave it out for a few minutes.
No, that's fine. Again, I'm sorry for calling you so late. So we've got your property, and you had an appraisal done that shows...
Yeah, when we purchased the house, we had the appraisal done, and then the assessor paid for it afterwards.
Okay, so you have it set at, or you're requesting, is it $106,000?
Yes, sir. The appraisal came in at $106,000, and we paid a little bit more for that due to some of the I split some different things, so they paid for part of my closing. So I split the difference between them.
You say you would split the difference?
I did split the
difference. Oh, you did split the difference.
They listed over $115,000, and I split the difference with them on. They paid some of the closing for me instead of just taking cash.
Who was this?
The
it's pulling up for you
in large
platform.
Oh, but that's
her.
I'm sorry.
We're the question was asked is when it was done, and I'm trying to find a date on here.
Yeah, it was done. I was in the hospital. So I gave my wife power of attorney.
Okay.
We had just, you know, I believe it was I put 2015. I'm thinking it was the 31st of April.
April 31st of 2015.
Yes, sir. It was just done.
Okay. Typically, the board will accept an appraisal. Mr. Kerbo,
okay.
Pardon?
Do you have any problems with that appraisal?
I didn't have any problems with the appraisal. My concern was why it was appraised high. You know, the assessment was quite a bit higher than the appraisal was my concern.
Right. I'm sorry. One of our members of the board is an appraiser, certified appraiser, so I just asked his opinion.
Roll that up. And what was the value on the appraisal?
$106,000. And currently it's $122,650.
And where did is that what he paid for it?
He paid $115 for it, but they... I'm assuming you paid $115, but they covered closing costs and some other things. Is that what you said, sir?
Yes, sir.
So I did you wrap that up into a loan or something?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
For the
That's not our business.
Bank.
Okay.
Yeah, Harvest Bank. And yeah. Then everything was paid with that. Everything was cash. I was just very concerned why it's higher, of course.
$12,15.
You just purchased it. Just after this appraisal, which was done in April 31st of 2015?
Yeah, I believe we closed on the 31st of April.
So, excluding the five...
My real estate. I'm sorry.
Excluding the...
It's been about 5 years ago that it was worth $134, I believe. Because I'm not telling your business, but I thought the appraisal or the assessed value was like 18-19% higher. Then you take that away from it, is what I'm understanding.
Wow, the assessor's here. He can
kind of... What was that?
I don't know.
Sorry.
One of our board members has a question, though, sir. Go ahead, Danny.
Yes, sir.
It's my opinion that the 5% that was added on after that date for reassessment has not been added to the 106. If the 5% is added to it, it'll be 111 what?
300.
111,300. That's going to be my motion that we set it at.
So what he's talking about, sir, is there was the assessor this year did an index across the board raising the values of everything at least 5%. Am I misspoken there, Mr. Pennell? Okay. So what Danny has said is and that increase was done after your appraisal was done. So he's making a motion to set the value at your requested amount of 106 plus the 5%, which would make it $111,300. So that's how he came up with it.
That's how he came up with that number. Is there a second?
I second that.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-114 at a value of $111,300. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Sorry, so that's just for the board. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sir, did you have something else you'd like to add?
No, that'll work for me. Thank you for all your time, gentlemen.
Okay, you will receive a letter in the mail, a letter in the mail from the clerk's office. In that letter, it'll stay at the end that if you don't like the outcome of what the board decided, you can take it on to the State Tax Commission. If you do that, they actually come down here, and so it's a pretty easy, painless process. But if you don't have any further questions or anything, we appreciate you waiting on us to give you a call, and sorry again for being a little late.
Not a problem. Thank you for your time, all of you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mistaken, we had another one that brought an appraisal in earlier, same area, same value, pretty close.
That appraiser needs to be talked to.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Mr. Talbot?
Yes.
This is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
Just so you know, the entire board is here, and you are on speakerphone. You're
okay.
It's also being recorded and is being broadcast via the internet, so just kind of make sure you're aware of that.
Okay.
We have your information here on your house or your property at 206 River Ranch Road.
Yes.
We're showing that there was a purchase price of $206,000, but you have an opinion value of $117,000 based
well,
on...
Well, yeah, but then when we got that appraisal, I think it says on it's $113,000, what it actually was when
okay.
We had that appraised by the bank.
And based on the appraisal by Liberty Bank, which is now Simmons.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going over that right now, sir. 10/28 of 2014, it was an opinion of value of $113,000. Now, was that done by?
Portable appraisals.
Okay.
By who?
Portable appraisals.
It was done by an appraiser of the banks. It shows here. Pat Warford. Out of Springfield.
Mr. Pennell, do you have any...
Yeah, was that appraiser out of Springfield?
Yes.
That's a problem.
Do not disagree, sir.
Huh?
So I do not disagree, sir.
you bring people from down here to do things and they have no idea what the market is in Branson. They should turn.
I believe she's with the bank. I think the letter went from Affordable Appraisals to Alicia Turner with the bank. So the individual that did the appraisal is actually probably a little bit further down, Wesley. Right there, Pat
Warford.
Was that for Liberty?
It was done for Liberty Bank.
Mm-hmm. See, we've been trying to get a loan on this house. We've had a construction loan on this house since 2009.
Oh, okay.
And it's still under construction loan because the house is underwater, what they call underwater. We've lost over $90,000 on this home by the value. And we've tried to refinance it through other people. and it's just one appraisal we had was 125, and that was fair enough. Probably 3 years ago or better.
You had another appraisal 3 years ago for 125. Is that what you're
saying? Yes.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we set the value. I need your calculator again there.
You want 113 plus the...
At the 125 plus the 5% on the... Which would be $2,500.
It's more than what it is.
Huh?
That's $200 more than what it currently is. If you're going to do that, I think we... I mean, it's up to the board. Do you want to look at the 113...
Well, pull up, what do you, pull up, I thought you, it's...
The appraisal is at 113. The most recent appraisal is 113,000.
Recent was what?
The most recent appraisal.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the,
I got it on for 131,037.
Yeah, he's got it on for 131.
No.
So if you took your 125 times your...
Right, I see.
Well, I don't know. He went through at Liberty Bank, but he did not go through Liberty Bank in Branson.
No, it was a Liberty Bank in Springfield. We did try to get Liberty Bank, but they wouldn't let us. So we went and stopped at Liberty Bank in Springfield. The daughter lives there, so we stopped there and talked to them, and they was going to try to help, but they couldn't help us either. It's still under construction.
He's saying it's still under construction loan. They're still paying the interest rates as if it was a construction loan.
Are you thinking the 113 plus the 5?
If you did 113 plus the 5, you're at 118,650. Mr. Kerbo, do you have a valuation for the house, roughly?
Yeah, but what were Danny saying?
The 113 plus the 5% increase that went on throughout the county.
Makes it 118,000. So 2-acre lot.
And it's now at 131.
That's what Chuck's got it on for. It's at now the other is 113 on the appraisal, but I'm adding the 5% that he added to everybody else. Do you think that's too low?
Yep. No. You're adding 5%.
Yeah.
That's 118.
118 versus the 131 that it's on now.
Versus 131?
Yeah.
I'd round off, say, about 120.
120? That's my motion, then. If he's a certified appraiser, I'm going to take your...
I don't know what I'm doing. But
I know you don't, but I'm going to take that anyway. So I'm going to say, make a motion.
Restructure it because what I've got is set value at 113.5%.
I think he's going to set the value set value of 120,000.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-115 at a value of $120,000. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. We all aye. Yeah. Sir, you will receive a letter in the mail stating what we just did with the board. We set the value at $120,000. If you do not like that, in the letter it will show you or tell you how you can... appeal it to the State Tax Commission. It's a pretty easy process. And if you have any questions with that, you can go ahead and call the clerk's office, and they'll be able to, or the phone number on the letter. They'll be able to help you out. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate what you've done. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just sick to see this happen. Got in the house, but at least you're trying.
Sounds good, and sir. You have a great evening.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
You have two on hold from earlier. Do you want to look at those tonight?
Hold on one second. Motion to...
What are they?
That Herman.
We can't pay $200. I gotta get out of here.
That's one that we're gonna wait till in the morning. I think he's gonna bring some paperwork in for the condo.
Okay.
On,
which ones did we... did we make a decision on Given?
Which one?
120.
What's the number?
120.
I'm sorry. Demonstration. Danny denied it. Dara Provost seconded it.
Five ayes.
Then they had 121 is also Given.
Now that one we motioned to change to 175.
Okay.
Yeah, 175.
I think that's it for the day.
You've got that Robert Davis.
That's the Branton Hills one that we asked to move on. And then we've got the other one that he's going to find out some information for us tomorrow. Do we have, what's the latest one we have set on Wednesday? We should.
Jennifer, is it 11 o'clock?
Let me look.
Is that Gary Stein, though? Because
if it is, he's got a bunch of them.
But he's using the same argument.
He
only requested 30 minutes. Detective, you want to set for husband? Sure. 11:30
would
be the last
time. Okay. Go ahead and scroll up. Who's doing everything for Blue Green? They're going to come to... That's a town in Florida.
Boca Raton. That's in Florida. Yeah. Boca Raton.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who represents them.
She might not have put that in there.
That's right. All right.
Blue Green, that's Harry Stern.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's bringing... he said he only needed about 30 minutes, the same argument for all of them.
Okay.
And how many are there?
Or most of them.
Too many. I'll try to get us out of here by noon.
And then we got some more on Wednesday?
That is Wednesday.
How many we got on Wednesday?
I'll try to get us out of here by noon on Wednesday. I think Tuesday, tomorrow, we've got a full day.
Tomorrow we got a full day.
Yep. But I'm not going to be here in the afternoon.
But if we got a full day, how are we going to get out of here by noon?
Tomorrow we're not going to get out of here by noon.
Oh, I thought
Wednesday.
We're going to rush them through.
Wednesday we're going to get us out of here by noon.
We're going to rush them through.
All right, we'll take a recess till tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
No. Don't even play that game. Don't put me in the same caliber as him.